Our next article is called Stewards of All Ages, written by Cindy Yukon, a reporter based in Palm Springs, California. She's worked at USA Today, as well as papers in South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and California. When 7-year-old Harlow Rice decided what he'd give to the book drive for All Saints Lutheran Church in Phoenix, he reached not for the older, worn ones on his shelf, but for some of his newer ones. Mia Mayhems. Mia Mayhem is a popular action-packed series about a regular girl with a super secret. She's a superhero in training. I was thinking about how particular books would make people feel. Harlow said of his donations, other people should read them so they know that girls are powerful. His 5-year-old brother Boson also donated some of his books, which made him feel great, he said. The book drive was part of All Saints' participation in the Live It Out 10% Generosity Challenge, drawn from the ELCA Generosity Project. For 1 week, congregants were asked to count the books in their homes and consider what it would be like to tithe them, in other words, give 1/10 of them. To help the younger members, Dan Hager, a pastor at All Saints, brought in 60 of his books and asked them to pick 6 that he should donate. By week's end, All Saints had given away more than 3,500 books to a nonprofit that supports the Phoenix Public Library System. The congregation spent a month talking about faith-driven generosity, 3 weeks of which were dedicated to collecting and donating books, food, and clothes for people in need. During the 4th week, members pledged financial and other offerings to support their congregation. By the end of the challenge, congregants of all ages had a new understanding of generosity. When the Grand Canyon Synod received a grant to launch the Generosity Project last fall, All Saints was one of the first congregations to participate, said Linda Statz, ELCA Generosity Project Coordinator. Prior to the Generosity Challenge, All Saints members had been looking for ways to move beyond the idea of an annual fundraiser to express their stewardship, Hager said. They also wanted to involve children and youth. The Generosity Project is intentionally intergenerational, with a focus on congregations equipping households as centers for practicing generosity, Statz said. The Generosity Challenge, with its tangible goods drives, helps people explore sharing 10% of all that they own or earn. Parishioners met each week's challenge with strong participation. Everyone had something concrete that they could give, and then see how it is joined with everyone else's giving, Hager said. With things like money, people have a harder time seeing their gifts being gathered and valued. Beyond the goods gathered, Statz said, the challenge is meant to trigger conversations in households. This is exactly what All Saints did. She said they added households practice being generous over a 4-week period leading up to their commitment Sunday. They had fun doing it, and the results are astounding. On the last week of the challenge, children wrote pledge cards vowing to give of themselves. Some pledged to serve in worship and help in the community and to pray for others, said Kristen Rice, a pastor of All Saints. Their enthusiasm was contagious, and adult members pledged to give generously of their time, talents, and financial resources, too. Whenever we involve young people, not only do they get a way to participate in ownership and support of the congregation, but they also challenge older members to look beyond their own safe boundaries that we all erect around our money and possessions, Hager said. When All Saints has done intentionally intergenerational work in the past, it's largely been developed under education or worshiping programming. Now, Hager says that they're looking at expanding the work so that all areas of their ministry can be intentionally intergenerational. Perhaps the biggest shift was the congregation's understanding of generosity. We did the Generosity Project together on Sunday mornings and included this into our preaching the congregation started talking more of generosity as a marker for who we are as a community, Hager said. And this is exactly what Stats hopes the challenge will do, to push congregations and households to reimagine stewardship. We need to ask, where does being generous begin? And ideally, it begins in the home, where it's modeled as a part of living out one's faith each and every day, she said. I do not believe enough emphasis is given by congregations to equipping and supporting households as a place where generosity is practiced and learned. Stats said trying the generosity challenge could change that. Congregations that teach and encourage generosity as ordinary acts of daily discipleship are equipping individuals of all ages as God's faithful stewards.